In the name of Jesus, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名说话。
Just to let our brothers and sisters know that there has been a slight change to our schedule, the timetable.
让弟兄姐妹知道我们在课程的安排表上有点变化。
So this lesson will finish at 10 past 5.
所以我们这堂课要到这5:10结束。
Immediately after that, it will follow by a prayer session.
接着我们就是祷告。
Now we are going to continue with our study on the book of 1 Corinthians.
我们继续来查考哥林多前书。
Paul has devoted a lot of time and energy in encouraging the church to change their ways.
保罗他花了很多的时间跟祷告来勉励这个教会能够改变他们的的情况。
Because Paul loved the church very much.
因为保罗他深爱教会。
Though he loved the church, he did not fail to point out their faults.
虽然说他深爱教会但是他也要主持教会的错误。
So love is not about covering up wrongs.
所以爱并不是说就遮掩所有的这个错误。
Love actually rejoices in the truth.
这个爱就是在真理上喜乐。
Love exposes wrong so that people can change for the better.
那么爱也要主持隐藏的错误所以人们可以改进。
Now we come to chapter 3.
我们看这个第三章。
Now having told the church that Christ was the center of their life,
现在保罗告诉说哥林多教会说基督是教会的中心。
He went one step further to tell the church that there's no difference or distinction between or amongst workers.
然后呢他接着跟哥林多教会讲说在神的这个工人当中没有什么分别。
We can see this from verse 5 onwards, yeah? chapter 3 verse 5.
我们从第三章第五节看起就知道。
So when we read chapter 1, yeah?
所以当我们读这个第一章的时候
We realize that the division is that because some people believe that it belongs to Paul and others Apollos and Cephas and of Christ.
因为在第一章 里面呢有些人说我是属保罗的我是属亚波罗的或者是说我是属这个基法的。
We know that Paul was the one who established the church at Corinth.
这个保罗他是建立哥林多教会的人。
So he was the right person to resolve the differences amongst workers.
所以呢他就是在这个信徒当中呢要解决他们的这个纠纷他们问题的最好的人物。
Amongst the workers.
就是在这个不同的工人当中。
So to allow the church to see that actually all the workers are the same, there's no distinction.
所以呢就是让这个教会知道这神的工人没有什么区别的。
Everyone is gifted differently.
每一个人从神的恩赐不一样。
Just like what is recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
就好像在哥林多前书第十二章所记载的。
But the main motivating force is the Spirit.
但是最重要的就是圣灵。
Because the Spirit directs the church and the workers to do his work.
因为圣灵在这个引导教会工人在工作。
Now we look at chapter 3 verse 5.
我们看第三章的第五节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5.
哥林多前书第三章的第五节。
Who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers through whom you believe as the Lord gave to each one?
说亚波罗算什么保罗算什么无非是执事照主所赐给他们个人的引导你们。
Here Paul mentioned himself and Apollos.
这里保罗提到他自己跟亚波罗。
He said that both of them are nothing.
说他们不算什么。
But here He did not mention Cephas.
但是他没有提到这个基法。
I'm thinking that perhaps because Cephas was more senior.
我想呢，可能是因为彼得基法他是年长最年长的。
That's why he did not include him in the verse here.
所以呢，他写这个章节的时候没有包括他在内。
Here he says that he himself is nothing.
他讲说我自己不算什么。
But he is a minister through whom the believers at Corinth came to believe.
但是呢是借着他这个哥林多的信徒来信主的。
So here once again we find that he promoted the Lord.
所以在这里呢他提高了基督。
He said he himself is nothing.
他说他自己不算什么。
So he asked the church, how did you come to believe?
所以他问这个门信徒说：“你们怎么来信主的
？”Through the Lord Himself，
是借着耶稣基督。
And the ministers are merely vessels.
那么神的工人只不过是一个工具。
I think this is a very important approach for us to adopt, especially when there is misunderstanding in the church.
我想在教会有误解的时候呢，这是一个我们来解决误解患难的一个很好的方法。
We have to admit that we are nothing.
我们要承认自己不算什么。
Our thoughts or our ways or our suggestions or propositions are nothing.
我们的想法，我们的提案，我们的的提议等等都不算什么。
We just hope that the will of God be done.
我们只希望就神的旨意能够照着行。
So this is the wisdom of Paul.
所以呢，这就是保罗他的智慧。
Only a humble person can do that.
只有一个谦卑的工人才能这样做。
I've been thinking about this.
我一直在想这一段章节。
If Paul was not humble,
若是保罗他不谦卑的话，
I don't think he can ever say this kind of words.
我想他不能够讲这样的话。
Only a humble person can.
只有一个谦卑的人才能说。
Now we look at verse 6.
我们看第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节。
I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase.
所以我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。
Here he says he planted the church.
所以他说他栽种了。
In fact, he spent a lot of time bringing up the church.
他花了很多的时间把教会建立起来。
He preached the gospel to the believers.
他向这个信主的人来传福音。
When we read verse 6 carefully,
我们第六节号来读一下的时候，
he said Apollos watered.
他说是亚波罗浇灌了。
Now we ask ourselves this question.
那我们问自己一个问题。
Did Paul water the church?
那保罗没有浇灌教会吗？
Did he water the church at Corinth?
他是不是浇灌了哥林多教会？
Hey, how do you know? This is your test question.
这个是考试的题目。
Did he water the church?
他是不是浇灌教会？
How do you know?
你们怎么知道？
But how do you know? Oh, because he stayed there very long, for a long period of time.
所以他是在那边住了蛮长的时间。
How long did he remain there?
他在哥林多教会待多久？
18年。18 months.
18个月。
My hearing is not very good.
不是十八年。
18 months.
18个月。
So we see that he did a lot of work of watering.
所以呢，事实上他也是做了很多浇灌的工作。
Now, why didn't he mention about it?
但是他为什么不提自己？
I think again it's about humility.
那么同样的也是他的谦虚。
He tried not to mention himself too much.
他呢不想多提自己。
He mentioned himself because he wanted to resolve the issues in the church.
他提到自己，因为他要解决教会的问题。
If you look at this Acts of the Apostle,
都是我们看见这个使徒行传的话。
We find that in Acts chapter 18.
我们在使徒行传十八章。
When Paul built up the church,
当保罗他这个栽培了教会。
We realize that Apollos at that point in time did not even know the baptism in the name of Jesus.
那个时候亚波罗还不知道要奉主耶稣的名受洗。
Is that also?
是不是这样子？
Is that true?
是不是对？
Is that true?You know, I ask you questions so that you won't feel very tired.
我问大家问题，所以你不会觉得太累。
Because after the break, you have eaten quite a lot, so you feel a bit tired.
因为休息时间大家吃了很多甜的东西了。
Right? Can you show it to me where? Acts chapter 19.
使徒行传十九章。
So here it mentioned Apollos, yeah?
在这里有提到亚波罗。
When we read chapter 18,
我们读十八章的时候，
Paul was already at Corinth.
当时保罗已经在哥林多了。
Now here we find that he allowed Apollos to come in to do the work.
那么这个时候呢，他答应让这个亚波罗来工作。
What can we learn from Paul's attitude?
我们从保罗他的工作态度学到什么？
I think he realized that the work that he did belongs to God.
我想呢，他知道他所做的工作是属于神。
Whatever he had built belongs to God.
他所建立的是属神的。
That's why he did not stop, you know, anyone from coming in to continue the building work.
所以他没有阻止任何人继续来完成这工作。
I think in the church we need to do the same.
我想在教会我们该这样做。
We may be given a task to do in the church.
也许我们给一个工作要去完成。
We may be the first one to start up a project for the church.
或许是我们第一个开始工作做某一个提案的一个人。
We have spent a lot of time and energy and devote, you know, everything that we have to the work.
那么为着要这个工作，我们花了很多时间、精神去做这个工作。
But we must not forget that the work belongs to God.
但是我们不要忘记这个所做的工是属于神的。
So we must have an open mind to allow other workers to come in to build.
所以我们必须要有一个这个开放的一个心理，让别人能够继续来工作。
If we are not humble enough,
若是我们不够谦卑
，then we will, you know, stop people from coming in.
那我们会阻止别人来继续这个工作。
Even if we allow others to come in,
就是你让别人进来了
，we don't feel very good about it.
你可能也不会觉得很甘心。
We may not even pray for those who work on what you have done.
你可能也不会为继续的在承接你工作的人来祷告。
We read verse 6 again.
我们读第六节的话。
Verse 6.
第六节。
I planted Apollos water, but God gave the increase.
说我这个栽种那亚波浇灌，但是使他成长的却是神。
Here we see that Paul could work very well with Apollos.
所以可以看见呢，这个保罗能够跟亚波罗很好的同工。
Co-workers' unity is essential.
这个工人之间的这个同心是最重要的。
Sometimes I find that to be faithful is not very difficult.
我觉得呢，要对主忠心呢，不是很困难。
We can do our best.
我们可以这样做的最好。
But to work together as a team is quite difficult.
但是大家要做成一个团队的话呢，就比较难了。
Because our mindset is different.
因为每一个人的这个想法思想的体系不一样。
Our perception of things are different from one another.
我们对一件事情的这个观察这个理解也不一样。
So to work together is quite difficult.
所以要一起同工是难的事。
So we must tell ourselves.
所以我们要对自己这样说。
In serving the Lord.
要服侍神。
Not only we must complete a task that has been given to us.
不仅是我们要完成所托付我们的工作。
In the process, we must learn to work with one another.
那么在过程当中呢，我们必须要彼此互相学习。
We know that there is a diversity of ministry in the church.
因为在这个教会的这个宣道工作里面有很大的这个动态。
Different type of ministry.
因为有不同的这个工作。
Require different people to work.
那么需要各种不同的人才。
But that requires great unity in the church.
但是重要的就是在教会里头必须要有同心。
I believe that to learn to work together with others in unity is more important than just to finish the work given.
与其说只有完成托付我们的工作呢要学习这个在教会里头跟同工彼此同心是最难的事。
It is more important.
也是更重要的事。
Now, here mention God again.
那么在这里就提到神。
God gave the increased.
因为是神使他成长。
Once again, we see that he promoted God.
所以在这里，那他这个抬举的神。
Both of them work together as one.
他们两个一起工作。
But it is God who gave the increase.
但是是神使他成长。
Sometimes it's difficult, you know, to recognize this.
有时候呢，要承认这件事也困难。
I've been struggling within myself whether to tell you this testimony or not.
我还在心里头还在挣扎，是不是要跟大家分享我这个见证。
Because normally I don't talk about myself that much.
因为我跟自己说之外，我还没有讲出去。Don't be wrong.
You know, thank God this time round I was with Pastor Ye in Africa.
这一次我是跟这个叶传道到惠州去。
Thank God he had helped a lot.
那他帮很多忙。
He had also given a lot of direction to the church.
那么他也给教会了很多的这方向。
In our working together, yeah, sometimes we have to separate from one another.
在我们这个工作的那段时间，有时候我们要分开。
So I went to Liberia.
我到这个赖比瑞亚去。
I went to Liberia with another local workers from Ghana.
从跟加拿的当地的同工一起去赖比瑞亚。
And then Pastor Ye with Brother David Liu, they traveled around Ghana. And visited churches in Ghana.
然后呢，这叶传道跟 David Liu 在加拿的地方访问教会。
So when I was in Africa, in Liberia,
所以我在这个 Liberia, 在非洲的时候
there was a sister who was very sick.
有一个姐妹生病很严重。
So we were asked to go and pray for her.
那么我们被邀请要起来特别为她祷告。
So we went to pray for her.
所以我们去了。
So we prayed and then we left.
我们祷告完了就离开。
So the next day we were told that she was healed by God.
那么隔天呢，我们听说他得到神医治。
We thank God for that.
我们向神感谢。
So after I returned from Liberia to Ghana,
我从赖比瑞亚回到加纳之后
，before I went to Hohoi to meet up with Pastor Ye.
那么我在还没有遇到这个叶传道之前
，before I went to a place called Hohoi,
就是我还没有到这个地方叫 Hohoi.
Hohoi, Hohoi.
So
I stay one night in Accra.
那我有一个晚上在 Accra 地方过夜。
That is the church, the palace of Africa.
那个地方就是可以说是会说最好的地方。
非洲最好的教会了，the best church in Africa.
最好的教会。
So I stay there one night.
所以我在那边过一个晚上。
So.During the night, a brother came into my room.
那个晚上呢，有个弟兄到我的房间。
So he was sick as well.
他说他生病。
He was stricken by malaria.
他也是这个染上的疟疾。
So he requested us to pray for him.
所以他要求我为他祷告。
不是我了，我们了。
我们了。要求我们。
不是我，我们。
要求我们为他祷告。
So we prayed for him.
所以我们为他祷告。
After the first prayer, he felt so much better.
经过一次祷告之后呢，他感觉很好。
So he prayed again the second time.
所以我们再做第二次祷告。
And then he was cured completely.
然后他就完全得到医治。
And then I think some of you know that I was stricken by malaria as well. When I returned from Ghana.
你们知道我这一次从加拿回来，我也是得到疟疾。
I came back on the fifth or sixth of last month.
我从在
五号
回来。
It's Monday. I arrived home.
五号回来。
Yeah. And then on the eighth Thursday, I was ill.
然后八号的时候呢，我就开始生病了。
And then on the tenth, I was admitted into the hospital.
十号我就入院了。
So I stayed in the hospital for 6 days.
我住院了六天。
Before I went into the hospital.
我还没有住院之前
I said to myself, I must pray.
我告诉自己我要祷告。
But I could not even pray.
但是我连祷告的力量都没有。
I was shaking.
我全身会颤抖。
And at times I felt very hot.
那个时候我觉得很热。
So my cousin, because he is a doctor, he asked me, he told me that it's better for me to go to the hospital.
那么我的侄子啊，跟我他是一个医生，他告诉我说
my cousin.
堂弟呢，他是医生，他说我最好是去住院。
So when I was in the hospital, I began to examine myself.
那么在住院的时候呢，我就开始反省。
You know, even though I said thank God when I pray for people when people heal.
虽然说我当为别人祷告，别人都医治我，感谢神。
But the lesson that I learned from this is this.
但是呢，这一次我学到的是这个。
God gave the increase.
神使他增长。
I have to recognize and admit from the bottom of my heart that the power to heal comes from God.
我必须要从我的心底头来承认这件事实就是使他得到医治是神。
Even though I do not talk about it.
虽然说我没有提这个事。
I did not think much about it.
我也没有想太多。
But.The lesson is that I must admit it from the bottom of my heart.
但是呢，这个功课呢，就是我必须从心里头来承认。
You know, I have been to Africa since the year 2000.
我从这个2000年开始就到这非洲去。
I do not take the pill.
我从来没有吃过 一颗药。
Because of my liver.
那因为我这肝的问题。
But this time I was stricken down by malaria.
那么这一次呢，我得到肝疾，那个这个疟疾。
So I've been telling myself, why did I suffer?
所以呢，我一直在告诉我自己说，为什么我会受苦。
There must be lessons for me to learn.
那么一定是有一个属灵的功课我要学习的。
So we can serve the Lord.
所以我们可以继续服侍神。
But we must understand that it is God who gives us the power. It is God who gives us the increase.
但是我们要知道，那是神给我们这个能力。神使这个事情能够的增多。
Whatever we have done for the Lord.
我们不管为神做什么。
Then we have to give thanks to God from the bottom of our heart.
我们必须要从这个心底头来向神感谢。
Again, I said it's not easy.
我想这不容易。
When we look at Revelation.
当我们看这启示录的时候。
We can see how the 24 elders and the four living creatures serve before the throne of God.
就是说在这个宝座前24位长老跟四个活物他们怎样子来服侍神。
Each time when they come before the throne.
每次他们到宝座前
the 24 elders cast their crown before the throne.
二十四位长老他们要把冠冕要换在这个宝座前面
recognizing that all the glory, the power belongs to God.
他们要承认所有的这个荣耀这个权柄都是属神的
Sometimes I feel that the greatest enemy is not our brothers and sisters.
有时候我觉得最大的敌人不是这个弟兄姐妹
The greatest enemy is ourselves.
我们最大敌人是自己。
Many a time because we are not humble enough.
因为很多时候呢，我们不够谦卑。
We thank God that sometimes He allow us to go through, you know, sufferings and a different situation to remind us that power belongs to Him.
有时候神让我们这个遭遇的困难或者不同的情况让我们了解这些都是从神来的。
But if we want God to work with us.
若是我们要神跟我们同工的话
we must learn to work together as one.
我们要彼此学习同工
Sometimes when I look at a church,
有时候我看着教会
there are so many talented brothers and sisters.
就是在弟兄姐妹当中有很多有恩赐的
their talents are far, far above mine.
他们的恩赐比我当传道还更多
Sometimes I find that if they cannot work together,
但是我感受到，若是他们不能同工的话
，Then how God is going to give the increase?
那么神怎么能够使教会增多人才人数呢
？Today, if we have the gift from God,
今天若是我们从神得到恩赐
，If we realize that we are gifted in certain areas,
若是我们知道说在某些方面我们有恩赐
The most important thing is not just to do the work,
最重要不是说就去做那个工作
，The most important thing is we must learn how to work with one another,
最重要的就是我们要学习彼此同工
Sometimes even require us to humble ourselves, lower ourselves to the lowest,
有时候呢，这需要我们能够降卑到最低的最卑微的地位地步
Only then we find that we can work with others.
那么这样子，我们才能够跟别人同工下去
That's why Paul could work very well with Apollos.
所以保罗能够跟亚波罗同工
If you look at all the epistles written by Paul,
我们若是看这个保罗所写的教会书信
especially those epistles written by him before he passed away.
在他还没有过世之前所写的那些教会书信
we see that he sent greetings to many people.
他写的到处问安的那些话。
The longer he served, the more co-workers he had.
他在那个地方待得越久，那么他的同工越多。
Sometimes the longer we serve, the less co-workers we have.
有时候呢，我们是相反，我们工作越多越久这个同工越少。
Sometimes we also find that the more we serve the Lord, the more disunited we become.
有时候我们觉得就是说，我们服侍神越多我们越不能够和睦。
Something that we need to think about.
那么这些值得我们来深思。
God does not want to see how much we have done.
神不是单要看我们完成了多少。
You know, work in itself is not very important.
因为工作本身不是很重要。
What God wants to see is the unity that we put forth in accomplishing a task.
这个神要看的就是说我们在完成工作之前，我们大家能够多少的同心。
So.We pray and hope that every one of us can search into ourselves more.
所以呢，我希望我们能够大家能够看到我们自己的微小。
We look at verse 7.
我们看第七节。
Chapter 3, verse 7.
第三章第七节。
So then, neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increased.
所以可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只有那叫他生长的神。
Paul wanted the church to understand that the workers are nothing.
保罗要教会知道这个工人本身不算什么。
It is God whom they should focus on.
是他们所要这个专注的就是神。
You see that sometimes the members may focus on the workers.
有时候呢，信徒他们会专注在某些传道身
上。Sometimes I feel that we over focus on the workers.
有时候我觉得我们太着重这个某一个工人。
But maybe the workers are partly to be blamed.
有时候呢，是工人本身也是应该被指责的。
When we feel that members are focusing too much on us.
当我们感觉到这个信徒呢太着重在我们身上的时候，
we should withdraw ourselves.
我们就应该要萎缩了。
But many a time we don't withdraw.
但是很多时候我们自己不萎缩。
We allow them to continue to focus on us.
我们继续允许他们来注重我们。
Focus on our gift and the work that we have done.
就是他们注重我们的恩赐，还有我们所做的工作。
We fail to allow the members to focus on God.
我没有让这个弟兄姐妹他们注重在神身上。
That's why Paul said to the church.
所以保罗对教会说，
It is God who gives the increased.
是神使他成长。
So when we serve the Lord.
所以当我们服侍神的时候。
You know, again, I say it's difficult. We should always diminish ourselves and allow Jesus to be seen by the church.
那么我说这是不容易的事情，因为我们要自己觉得微小，使自己微小，那么让教会呢更多着重在主耶稣身上。
Because sometimes I feel that we are in a very chaotic environment.
因为我有时候觉得呢，我们在一种好像很动荡不安的这个环境当中。
Sometimes we want to be recognized.
有时候我们需要被承认。
So in order to be recognized, we need to do something about ourselves.
那么为着要让人家的重视那我们要做一些事。
So we want the believers to know that we are also capable of doing many things for God.
所以呢，我们让信徒知道说，我们也能够为神来做很多的工作。
As a result, we fail to allow them to see Jesus clearly.
那么结果呢，我们让信徒呢没有办法清楚的看见耶稣。
So when you look at Paul, the way he deal with himself is very spiritual.
所以呢，我们看见保罗他怎样子来这个对付自己这是一个很重要的事情。
It is not easy for Paul, being a senior to Apollos, to talk about Apollos, the work of Apollos.
因为这个保罗他比亚波罗还年长那么要提到保罗亚波罗所做的工作，对一个年长的工人不容易。
Like in a team, when like in a church board or here you say church council.
有时候，比方说在教会的负责人当中
，sometimes we feel that it's not easy to talk about, you know, the work of our co-workers.
有时候要提到这个别的人别的同工所做的事好像不太容易。
When we say, let's say we see that someone is doing well for the Lord.
当我们看见一个人他为神工作做得很好
，we don't feel very nice inside.
好像我们心里头并不是很舒服的感觉。
Even though we don't say it out.
虽然说我们没有讲出来。
But deep inside us, we don't feel very nice.
但是呢，在我们心里头，甚至我们不是觉得很好，很好受。
But if we are truly one body.
但是都是我们真是属于同一个身体的话。
Whatever work is done.
不管是做什么事情。
We should give thanks to God.
我们要荣耀神。
Obviously, this requires a lot of learning and dedication and humility.
这个过程呢有很多的要学习的而且呢就是要很认真的来学习这个谦卑的工作。
In fact, we need to ask God to help us to learn these lessons.
的确呢，我们需要求神帮助我们来学这个谦卑的功课。
Otherwise, in the process of serving God, we can even lose ourselves and our own identity.
因为在服侍神工作当中，我们失去自己的这个自我的这个身份了。
We do not even know.Who we are and why we are serving God.
我们忘记了自己是谁忘记了为什么要服侍神。
Come back to chapter 3.
我们看第三章。
Chapter 3, we read verse 9.
第九节。
Chapter 3, verse 9.
第三章第九节。
For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, you are God's building.
说因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
Here we are told that the workers are God's fellow workers.
所以这里提到呢，就是这个同工是神的同工。
God, these people work with God.
这些人他们是跟神同工的。
And God worked with them.
那么神也跟他们同工。
Before God can work with them,
在神还没有跟他们同工之前
，they must become united.
他们首先必须要能够。合而为一。
So the entire church must learn how to work together as one.
所以整个教会呢要学习怎样子有同一个心来工作。
Again, I find that this is not easy.
我感觉到这不容易。
This should be something that we should always pray for.
这是我们必须要常常祷告的这个的事。
We always say we pray for the things of the church.
常常我们说为教会某样事情祷告。
How often do we pray for this?
但是多少我们为这个能够同工祷告。
To be honest, I'm not too sure about America, okay?
我对美国不太了解。
Sometimes churches that I go to, they are not very united.
有些教会我所去过的并不是很同心。
We try very hard to resolve our issues.
我们要解决一些事情大家非常的努力。
But we realize that after we resolve one issue, another issue crops up.
但是一件事情解决了，另外一个事情又起来了。
Why?
为什么？
Because we have never learned to be humble and learned to be united before God and pray about it.
因为我们从来没有学习要怎样的谦虚这样同工这样子祷告。
Like if I'm sick, okay?
比方说我生病了。
Obviously, I pray very hard.
那么当然是祷告很认真的祷告。
Because I want God to heal.
因为我需要神来医治我。
If we recognize that not being able to humble before God is a sickness.
若是我们知道若没有办法在神面前谦虚的话呢
？Or not being able to humble ourselves before our brothers and sisters.
那么若是没有办法在弟兄姐妹面前谦虚的话
，is a kind of spiritual illness.
也是一种属灵的这个疾病。
Then we should all the more pray about it.
那么我们有这样认知的话，我们就会多祷告了。
We come back to chapter 3.
我们看第三章。
Chapter 3, we read verse 10.
第三章第十节。
First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10.
哥林多前书三章第十节。
According to the grace of God which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it.
说我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好的根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。
Here Paul says that he was like a master builder.
在这里保罗把自己比较说是一个聪明的工头。
True enough, he had laid the foundation of the church at Corinth.
没有错，他是建立了哥林多教会的根基。
But he allowed all other workers to build on it.
但是他允许别人在上面建造。
But the fact that he was a master builder.
那么他是一个聪明的工头。
It is because of the grace of God.
是出于神的恩。
So if you are very careful in reading the epistle of Paul.
所以我们都是对保罗所写的教会书信很小心的读的话。
He always mentioned about God's grace for him.
他常常提到是神给他的恩典。
It is God's grace that he was able to do this, and it is God's grace that he was able to do that.
这是出于神的恩典，所以他能做这个做那个。
It's true. If God has not given us any grace, then how can we serve?
这的确是真的。若是神没有给我们恩典的话，我们怎么能够做事呢？
If God has not given us good health, for example, then how can we serve?
若是神没有给我们健康的话，我们怎么能够服侍他？
Truly, we cannot serve him.
的确，我们没有办法服侍。
So, we must learn to be thankful to God.
所以我们要学习向神有感恩的心。
I think there are different purposes. As to why we serve God.
我想每一个服侍主有不同的这个这个目的。
Can I ask you this question?
我可以问大家这个问题。
Why do you want to serve God?
你们大家为什么要服侍神？
Why?
为什么？
Don't tell me because I want to repay His love. Huh? I know that. Thank you very much.
不要跟我讲说我要回报神的爱，因为我知道这个答案的。
Apart from repaying His love,
除了说要回报主的爱
之外 why do you want to serve God? Paul, why do you want to serve God? 因为你坐在最前面。 还没想到。
他说还没有想到。
To work together with God.
跟神同工。
Okay.
Regard the church like my own home.
To establish the church. Okay. To build up the body of Christ. Talk about yourself. Why do you want to serve God?
我们提到自己，为什么我们要服侍神？
哦，
要从神得奖赏。
Okay. 对呀。
Oh, I want to have a personal touch with God.
Okay, we look at a verse.
好，我们看一下圣经一个章节。
We turn to the Gospel of Luke.
我们看路加福音。
The Gospel of Luke.
路加福音。
Verse 41 to verse 48. Chapter 12, sorry.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
路加福音十二章。
Verse 41 to verse 48.
四十一节到四十八节。
Here it talks about a faithful and wise steward.
提到这个善仆跟恶仆的报应。
We read verse 47.
大家读四十七节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 47.
路加福音十二章四十七节。
And that servant who knew his master's will and did not prepare himself or do according to his will shall be beaten with many stripes.
他说仆人知道主人的意思却不预备也不顺他的意思行那仆人必多受责打。
We know that when the master returns,
当这个主人回来的时候
when he finds that his servant is not doing things according to his will,
他都是看到他的仆人没有照他的意思做
then they shall be beaten with many stripes.
那么他们这个仆人呢必多受责打。
So we find that serving God is about preparing ourselves to see the face of God.
所以呢，服侍神就是我们准备好自己要来见神的面。
It's like a refining process.
就好像是在被这个熬炼的一个过程。
So that we can truly become purified, and then we can stand before Him fearlessly, to see His face.
所以我们要像这个金银子被熬炼，所以在神面前我们见他的时候不惧怕。
That's the reason why we serve God.
那么这就是因为这样我们来服侍神。
Obviously, all the other reasons mentioned are true as well.
当然别的这个服侍神的原因也没有错。
But I feel that this is one of the very important reasons.
但是我觉得这是一个很重要的一个原因。
If we know that today we serve God because we have the hope of seeing Him in the future.
因为我们知道我们将来有见他的这个将来见他的这个可能性。
Then we will be very cautious and careful in everything that we do for God.
然后在每一件为神做的事情我们都很小心的去做。
We will look into ourselves carefully, examine ourselves.
我们会好好的来查看自己来检讨自己。
Sometimes we feel that when we serve God, yeah.
有时候我们看我们服侍神的时候
We are not exactly doing the will of the Lord.
我们没有真正照神的旨意做。
Whatever we do is not helping us to prepare ourselves to see the face of God.
我们所做的并没有好好的准备我们自己将来要见神的面。
We can turn to this Gospel of Matthew.
我们看马太福音。
Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音。
We read chapter 25.
我们看二十五章。
Matthew chapter 25.
马太福音的第二十五章。
The second parable, that is the parable of the talent, starting from verse 14.
从14节读起。
Now we know that two of them, there were three workers altogether, three servants.
这边有提到三个工人，三个仆人。
Two of them are very good and faithful.
有两个，他们很好，他们忠心。
They finished their work.
他们完成自己的工作。
We read verse 21 and verse 23.
我们读二十一节跟二十三节。
His Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord."
就是说你是又良善又忠心的仆人，在不多的事情上有忠心，我要把很多事派你管理，你可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
Verse 23.
23节
His Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord."
23节也是讲同样的话。
We know that here the word good is mentioned.
所以在这里有提到呢是良善。
And in the Bible, this goodness belongs to God.
这良善本身是属神的。
The goodness here is the character, the nature of God.
因为这个良善呢，就是神他的这个性格，他的本性。
When Jesus was in this world,
主耶稣在世上的时候，
He manifested the very nature of the Father.
他把这个父亲把父的这个的本性呢，完全表达出来。
Not only He revealed the truth to the unbelieving world.
不仅是向这个不信的世界呢来表白这个真理。
He also revealed the very nature of the Father to his disciple and also to those who believed in him.
他也把这个神的本性完全表达出来对相信他的那些门徒。
So today when we serve the Lord,
所以今天我们服侍神。
God requires us to reveal his very nature in our work.
神要求我们在我们工作的能够表现出他的本性。
So today we can ask ourselves this question.
所以今天我们可以问自己一个问题。
Have I revealed the very nature of God in my work for the Lord?
在我的为神工作的工作上，是不是有这个表现了神的他自己的本性？
This is a very simple question.
这是一个很简单的问题。
And yet I feel that it is so important for us to ask ourselves all the time.
但是我觉得这么重要，我们要常常问自己。
Because if we cannot demonstrate the very nature of God in our work,
若是在我们工作上不能表现出神他的本性的话，
then what is the point of serving Him?
那么我们服侍他又有什么目的？
We are wasting our time.
我们只有浪费自己的时间。
We are wasting our effort.
浪费自己的劳力。
Because eventually God will not accept what we have done for Him.
因为最后呢，神他不会接受我们所做的工作。
Most frighteningly, maybe whatever we have done appears to be an abomination in the sight.
那么最怕的就是我们所做的对神看起来是那些这个可憎恶的事。
So we have to do it from a heart of goodness.
所以呢，我们必须要从一个良善的心做起。
So when we do something for God,
所以我们为神做一些工作的时候，
we should pray that not only the work be done properly.
我们祷告不仅是工作可以适当完成。
We should pray in such a way that in the process of doing the work.We can actually disclose the very nature of God.
就是在完成这工作的过程当中，我们能够把神的本性表现出来。
This is what God wants to see in our work.
那么这就是神愿意在我们的工作上所看见的。
Again, I said there are so many talented brothers and sisters in the church.
我要再说一次这在教会里面有很多有恩赐的弟兄姐妹。
Especially the younger generation.
尤其是年轻的一代。
They are well educated.
他们有很好的教义。
They know so much than the older generation.
他们比年老的一代懂得更多。
But what God wants to see is not your talent.
但是神所要看的不是你的恩赐。
What God wants to see is your demonstration of His nature in your work.
神所要看的就是在你的工作上能够表现出他的本性。
Is there humility in my work?
在我工作当中有没有谦卑？
Is there love in my work?
有没有爱？
Is there submission to God's power in my work?
有没有顺服神的这个能力的带领？
We should question ourselves.
这是我们要问自己的。
We know that to serve God is to build up the body of Christ.
因为服侍神就是要建立起教会的身体。
Just like what Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2.
就好像保罗在以弗所书第二章所说的。
Eventually this body becomes a habitation of the Holy Spirit.
因为这个教会呢就成为圣灵所居中的所在。
We turn to chapter Chapter 2 of Ephesians.
啊，看以弗所书的第二章。
那Ephesians chapter 2 verse 22.
第二章的第二十二节。
In whom you also are being built together for a habitation of God in the Spirit.
所以你们也靠他同被建造成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
So when the temple of God is fully built.
所以当神的殿被建造完成的时候。
It become a habitation of the Spirit.
成为这个圣灵所居住的所在。
Meaning that we allow the Spirit to be the king.In the church,
表示说呢，我们要让圣灵能够在教会当中做王。
Everyone is willing to submit not only to God but also to one another.
每一个人不仅是要对神完全的顺服，而且也彼此的能够顺服。
You know that when we build up the church,
当我们在这个建造教会的时候
，Don't forget that we need to be built ourselves in as well.
首先呢，我们要把自己呢也建造在里面。
We are not detached from the building work.
我们没有跟这个工作分开了。
We are part of the building work as well.
我们是这个工作的本身的一部分。
So when we build the church, we must also build ourselves in.
所以我们在做这建造这个教会的时候，我们要把自己也这个建立在里面。
So whatever we do for God,
所以我们不管为神做什么，
we must remember this.
我们要记得，
we are only part of the building work.
我们只有是这个圣殿的一部分的工作。
The builder is the Lord Himself.
因为建造者本身是神。
He only makes use of us to build His church.
他用我们来建造这个教会。
So Paul understood this very well.
所以保罗了解这个原则非常清楚。
So I pray and hope that.
而且，所以我祷告，我也希望。
That we can pay attention to these few verses.
我们能够对刚才所读的几节能够注意。
Because I think if we can do all this.
我想若是我们做得到这几点的话。
Then I think the church will be different.
我想那教会就不同了。
My time is up.
时间到了。
Now we are going to pray.
现在是祷告时候。
So